Now the mercury is rising and the summer holidays are well and truly upon us. If you're heading away for a break en famille, it would be nice to think that wherever you go, there's something of interest for all the family, including your teenagers, a notoriously difficult age group to cater for. You know the conundrum. Too old for some things, too young for others. Now a new project for teenagers by teenagers aims to address that problem through workshops that are creating audio guides for six of Scotland's main cities.
15 to 17, I'll tell you where to go. When I visit a new city, it's great to have someone who lives there to show you around, show you the ropes, what's hot and what's not. There are tons of guidebooks out there, but how helpful are they if you're a teen? Do they really tell you the stuff you need to know? This new MP6 site will be the base for audio guides to the six cities in Scotland. You can download them as MP3s with colour picks. This is your chance to take part in a hands-on, expert-led, intensive workshop that will teach you all you need to know to create a podcast guide to your city. Made by teenagers, for teenagers. The workshops are free. And
well, that's a big, tall order there. The man behind the MP6 Listen to Your City workshop is sound artist Bill Thompson, and he joins me now from a lunch break, I understand, from Dundee. And also you're joined by Gina, who is taking part in the Dundee workshop. First of all, Bill, what's it all about?
Well, it's a project that's put together by the Lighthouse and Ali Bell, and it's we're working with teenagers to explore their city in sound with some images and put together a guide of each city from their perspective.
So where did you get the idea? Were you driven up the wall by teenagers in the back of the car going, are we there yet, Dad?
No. It's just similar to other work that I do personally, and I got together with Ali. And she put it together, and we just thought it would be a really interesting way of exploring these cities from a different perspective.
So what about the kinds of things that you're putting out there for the teenagers? Give me an idea.
Well, it's interesting because we really don't tell them what to do. We want them to design each podcast around their own interests so that we actually do get to see or hear the city from their perspective. So some of them, in Stirling, there was a group of teenagers that did a guide just using the different music venues and stores and different areas that they enjoyed themselves. In Aberdeen, we did a group of them did it from different architectural points of view, and we went to the beach and we went to different museums and to parks.
Okay, so you're joined there in the studio by Gina. Hi there, Gina.
Hi.
So you're taking part in the Dundee workshop, is that right?
Yeah.
What kind of things are you putting in the travel guide for teenagers?
Things for people who enjoy skating and music and things like that.
So is it really just stuff that you do in the city that you think other kids are going to like as well?
Yeah, pretty much.
So how do you put this together? Is it you going out sort of telling a story or what?
No, go out in groups and then we take pictures of different things and voice recordings of other things, and then we take them back and put them on the computer and play about with them and make them sound better and stuff like that.
So why were you picked to take part? Any idea what was it that you brought to the project you think that made you an ideal candidate to do one of these guides?
I heard about it from somewhere else. Like, I was on the DCA doing a different workshop and I heard about it there. So I thought that I would put my name down for it, and those spaces left, so I got in for it.
Bill, just how honest are the teenagers allowed to be? For example, the travel writer Paul Thoreau said of Aberdeen that it was one of the darkest places imaginable and that he came to hate Aberdeen more than any other city. Are you allowing the kids to put that kind of personal stamp on these guides?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not dictating what they put in at all. I mean, for instance, in Aberdeen, there was some problems trying to find places where teenagers could go, and so that aspect of it was very real. You know, that's why a lot of our kids went to three or four places only, and so we didn't tell them to make it palatable.
And Gina, are you telling it like it is? Are you keeping it real, as they say?
Yeah.
How real?
Well, there's some things for teenagers to do in Dundee, but then, like, depends what you're into. Sometimes there's nothing for you to do, and other times there is things for you to do. It just depends what you're into. But we're doing it from our point of view, and where we go, there's things to do there that's free. Like, workshops at the DCA, they're free, and it's a great way to spend your summer holidays.
OK, well, thank you, Gina, and thank you, Bill Thompson. To find out more about MP6, log on to mp6.co.uk, and that's spelled mpsix.co.uk. This is the Radio Cafe on BBC Radio Scotland, with me, Maggie Shields, sitting in for Clear English.